Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Alabama fans everywhere, if you haven't checked in on them, please do. The streets of Tuscaloosa have got to be running rampant with the blood of innocent victims, because Nick Saban, after six national titles, countless college football playoff appearances, and a multitude of SEC championships, is now taking the job as Auburn's athletic director for $20-plus million. And the reasoning, because he wants to own everything in the Yellowhammer State, and that means taking down the Tide? Yeah, anybody else get that Facebook post yesterday, realize it was April Fool's and not fall for the bait? Because my mom sent me that, and I actually could not stop laughing. But, Mom, thank you for the idea, because I figured today, let's go ahead and talk about some April Fool predictions that we think are far-fetched illusions that might end up becoming realities by the end of the 2024 season. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SEC Unfiltered, because we're talking about the number one conference in all of college athletics every single day. Follow me on my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own social media page, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Make sure you download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast listening systems. Follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We got you covered 24/7, 365 at SEC Unfiltered. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding college football's number one conference, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. So what April Fool's jokes could be real for the SEC in 2024? These are anomalies that when you make this prediction back on April 1st to begin a new month, you actually are just being tongue-in-cheek with it. You don't believe it's going to come true, and you never could imagine this being a reality in the sport. But lo and behold, yes, it can, and especially with the brand new version of the college football playoff and the ridding of divisions, this is not that far-fetched to believe. Like the first one, Missouri versus Ole Miss for the SEC title. Yes, I said those two names in this same sentence, and it is a reality. Don't believe me? Look at the schedule. I don't even have to go past the roster construction. Just look at the schedule. Missouri starts off the year with games against Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, Vanderbilt, and Texas A&M before they take on UMass, Auburn, Alabama, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. They don't draw Tennessee, and they don't draw Georgia. Now, on the flip side, Ole Miss does draw Georgia, but they don't draw Tennessee. They don't draw Texas A&M. They don't draw Alabama. They are locked and loaded for an 11-1 season at the worst. And the same could honestly be said about Missouri when we're talking about it. They do not have to take on the daunting task of what is the newcomer of Texas. Both were blessed given an Oklahoma squad instead. And I'm not saying that Ole Miss won't drop another game here or there. And I'm not saying that Ole Miss will make it to Atlanta. They haven't yet. Why believe it now? What I am saying is this is a reality. This could happen. They return both their starting quarterbacks in Brady Cook and Jackson Dart. Their number one receivers in both Trey Harris and Luther Burden Jr. are back for another year. Quality number two receivers in Theo Weiss Jr. and in Juice Wells or Jordan Watkins are back in the saddle. They've bolstered up their offensive line via the likes of the recruiting trail and in the transfer portal. And their defenses, albeit are still a little anemic at times, there's a reason to believe that they can be better than what we saw last season. Yes, one lost their defense coordinator to LSU, and the other one is going to lose at least a few pieces in the secondary. That's neither here nor there. The bottom line is that top to bottom, these two teams have been building for the likes of making it to the SEC championship. And now that we no longer have divisions, who's to say that these two can't find their way? Lane Kiffin and Eli Drinkwitz are two of the more underappreciated coaches in the SEC. And honestly, this should be the chaos that's actually needed in 2024. For me personally, now I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm not a fan of expanding the college football playoff past a dozen teams. I wasn't a fan of it past eight teams. This is the reason why we're going to go back to the old shenanigans in 2028. And that is, I think, a huge win. Another huge win. Nico Iamaliava leads the SEC in passing yards. Now, some of you may say, but that's believable. And then most of you will remember it's Tennessee. It's the Volunteers. And it is a freshman overhyped quarterback that we are giving way too much credit to after one regular non-conference bowl game where there were multiple opt-outs. But here's the crazy part in all of that. Nico Iamaliava is a hand-picked quarterback by Josh Heupel. Josh Heupel was given the blessing that was Hendon Hooker, and then Joe Milton had a cannon of an arm attached to his right shoulder, so it made sense that he was going to be the starting QB. But neither were pure fits for what Heupel was given. Heupel was told, these are the two quarterbacks in Knoxville, figure it out, find a way to win. And guess what? They did. They went to the Orange Bowl with Joe Milton after Hendon Hooker went down. This past year, they won nine games. Nico Iamaliava fits everything of what you want in Heupel's offense. They also brought in a legit number two receiver opposite of Brew McCoy and Chris Brazel, who I could absolutely see being the number one by the season's end. I like their running back room. It's a little unproven, but there's a lot to like about it. They also went out and brought in LaZance Heard from LSU. Most of you probably don't know that name, but you should, because you'll be lamenting that your school didn't have him. He's an elite pass protector. He's great in run support. He's a good name to monitor when it comes to the future of what Tennessee football is. And you look at what you're going to have with this high tempo, go, 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 no stop, stop, stop offense led by Heupel. Nico Iamaliava having a full offseason plus a year to sit and learn, kind of like Patrick Mahomes did when he got to the pros. This could end up being one of the best quarterbacks we've seen in the hot minute. And I don't mean just in terms of accuracy, precision, timing, tempo, touch, footwork, delivery. He could have all the bells and whistles that have been missing in Knoxville since 1998. And that is a horrifying thought, because Tennessee fans actually having a reason to believe that they are on the come up, and I mean here to stay for the long run, because Nico Iamaliava is not leaving next year. He's going to be around for at least another season. That is a horrifying thought. And you know what's even more horrifying? The thought that Tennessee could actually be at the national relevancy the way that the fans think that they are. Here's one thing that you're never going to have to worry about. Roback. Roback, if you haven't heard of it before, it's time to check them out, because it's safe to say we'd bet on these guys any days of the week simply because we love their gear. They just released their new Azalea collection, which means it's the best time of the year. The designs are too good to pass up. Trust me when I say there is nothing better and more freeing than wearing an Azalea shirt. And I can tell you this much, their premier polos are phenomenal during the golf season. I live in the sweltering heat of Houston, Texas. I go golfing with my buddies at least once a week. And the only thing I want frustrating me on the back nine is my backswing, not my back sweat. You know what I don't get? Back sweat with Roback. And it also looks great on game days. Who doesn't want to be sitting in the stands of Neyland Stadium, Tiger Stadium, Kyle Field, donning a Roback polo, knowing that you look good and you feel good in the process with it? For more information, go ahead and check them out at Roback.com and use the promo code SECU for a generous 20% offer on your first order by the end of this week. That's Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com for 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodies, and much, much more when you use the promo code SECU. Look good, feel good this upcoming offseason. Look good, feel good this upcoming summer. And make sure that you look good as your team feels when they take the field in early September, or I guess really late August for some people, when you use Roback. Speaking of teams taking the field in early September, Texas, and they're going to finish with two 1,000-yard receivers. It's crazy to imagine that Texas last year went on an epic run all the way through the college football playoff, and they won their first Big 12 title since 2009. They might have upgraded that wide receiver. And I'm not saying in terms of production they've upgraded, but in terms of personnel and how they want to be an all-go offense, like Steve Sarkisian's mantra has been from the get-go, all gas, no brakes. I don't know where the break is on Silas Bolden. I don't know where the brakes are on a guy like Jonte Cook. I don't know what I'm going to get in the version of Matthew Golden as a return man. I don't know what I'm going to see in Isaiah Bond. Fourth and 31 could be a common theme in Austin this year. And you have all those guys coming back, plus Amari Nyblak coming on over as the new tight end in place of Tavion Sanders. So many weapons. So much room to gallop. You don't even have to worry about the running back room if you don't see fit. And by the way, that's another position of strength for the Longhorns next year. I mean, seriously, top to bottom, look at Texas and tell me right now that you cannot see two 1,000-yard receivers with an offense that's predicated to working opposite Quinn Ewers. Ewers last season was a liability at times, but he also was the solution at times. One of the main factors that led to Texas getting to the college football playoff. He could be that guy again this year. He also could be a reason why Texas is hindering its success. But at the end of the day, I do believe, regardless of what Texas's record is, I worry more so about that defensive backfield than I do about the passing attack. They're going to have two 1K receivers attached to their name. If I were to be a betting man right now, go ahead and give me Isaiah Bond and give me Jonte Cook. Cook's going to be cooking against several SEC defensive backs in the not-so-distant future. Speaking of Texas, here's a fun one for you. Texas misses the college football playoff. What? I said the no, I said that. No, yes, I'm 100% right on this one. Texas is joining a brand new conference that they don't know what's in store. They're good enough to hold their own against everybody, as proven last year. But here's the blessing that is college football. Last year's team is in the past. And now you got to walk your ass to this year's team. And this year's team does have some faults to it. Yes, they went out and they added in a slew of players via the transfer portal. A ton of names. Guys like Trey Moore from UTSA, Andrew Makuba from Clemson. There is a reason to believe that this defense is going to be the backbone and the stable option for this roster moving forward. But at the same time, what does this offense look like and how bad is this secondary at times? Do you feel comfortable with trusting a new version of Malik Muhammad at cornerback? Do you feel like that you're good at the nickel defensive back position? Do you feel good in the pass rushing department? They haven't had a pass rusher finish with 10 plus sacks since Jackson Jeffcoat, and that was over a decade ago. And you look at their schedule, they need to win, and they need to win a lot of games because they play Michigan in week two. In the Big House, I might add in, that does factor into your overall standings for not the SEC championship, but for the college football playoff. Oklahoma and Georgia back-to-back weeks. You close out the year with Kentucky and Texas A&M. I think both of those are very sneaky games and very sneaky matchups. If Texas is not on its bells and whistles for every single one of those games, I don't think they're going to go 7-5, but they may go 8-4. They may go 9-3. And 9-3, you are not promised anything in the world of the college football playoff. Not when the Big Ten needs to be represented, not when the ACC needs to be represented, when the Big 12 needs to be represented, a group of five school has to be represented. You aren't promised a single thing in the college football playoff at 9-3. Even at 10-2, there's some question marks. If Texas does slow up at any point during those five games, yes, there's reason to believe that even if the Longhorns have one of the number one scoring offenses, one of the best dynamic units inside the red zone, they're still finding their way coming up short in year one as members of the SEC. And speaking of members of the SEC, they could be losing two members because I do think two SEC coaches are fired before week 13. Here's the crazy thing. You know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to think. You know who I'm going to bring up. I'm not going to bring them up. It's not Clark Lee and it's not Shane Beamer. It's Sam Pittman and it's Billy Napier. Napier's got to figure this out pretty quickly. You got to realize that Princely Umanlielen's comments probably put a timeline on when Scott Strickland decides to pull the trigger. I understand their schedule is literally from the seventh layer of college football hell. It doesn't change the fact that you've had 2 years to show growth and promise and potential. And all that's come of it is the fluttering, festering of self-implosion time and time again. You've lost a multitude of players via the portal. You could be losing more. It depends on what happens in the next several weeks when the transfer portal reopens back up. Do you get those names to stick around? Do you add in more talent? Because if not, by week 13, when you're getting ready to face off against Florida State, that might be where you start already planning on who are the next set of interviews being lined up. Are you making a phone call over to Oxford to see if Lane Kiffin's interested in going back to the Sunshine State? Are you making a phone call out to the Big Ten and seeing which premier coach could be looking for a new avenue?
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Are you looking for a wild card? I mean, honestly, I think Chris Klieman is a name that is not getting enough buzz when it comes to national recognition, especially for what he has done out at Kansas State. Can you imagine if you get that type of mentality down in Gainesville? It's a definite possibility. And the other one's Sam Pittman. Pittman's kind of gotten lost in translation because of everyone else has been paying too much attention to Billy Napier. But Pittman is surviving by literally the threads of his well-being in college football. There's an old saying that I love to go by, and it's along these lines. It sometimes is better to pay off not being an asshole than being an asshole. Because Dana Holgorsen probably would have had a job this year if he wasn't such a horrible person to the boosters and the backing and the support staff at University of Houston. But that's not happening in Arkansas right now. In fact, most fans still want to give Pittman the benefit of the doubt, even though the last 2 years have been less than underwhelming. In fact, you could say that they are about as dead as the dirt that is found in the driest part of the Sahara Desert. That's how underwhelming it's been when you had a quarterback like KJ Jefferson, who now is playing with, I might add in, basically a human cheat code by the name of Gus Malzahn out in Orlando, Florida. That's a game that Billy Napier is going to have to be monitoring quite well because of what is going to unfold in that weekend. But again, you bring in Bobby Petrino, you got a brand new quarterback in Taylor, and Taylor Green. You also brought in several transfers. You like where you are right now as a roster, but you got to prove it wins. At some point, wins have to carry more weight than likability. And to me, those are the two teams that I don't feel as confident in. I don't feel confident with Clark Lee. He is an alumni. He may get the benefit of the doubt. I could see him be fired. I actually believe South Carolina rebounds this year extremely well. Watching any of my other videos, you can probably tell that I'm a big Shane Beamer believer. So I'm not ready to go ahead and pull the trigger on him. And I don't think that you're going to have to worry about a guy like Jeff Levy or Hugh Freeze or Mike Elko losing their job anytime soon as the newcomers of the SEC. So by case in point, you are looking at more than likely Sam Pittman and Billy Napier being shown the door. Next up, six SEC schools make the college football playoff in 2024. You can already pencil in two. The fact that we are expanding to 12 teams means that two teams are getting in. So whichever two go to Atlanta, they're really playing for that first round bye. That's it. Call it a day. Wash, rinse, repeat. Go to sleep. Have a nice cup of tea. Enjoy the rest of your slumber. We'll wake you up in 2 weeks. The other team is going to be making it as well. I think four other schools get in. I truly believe that in a 12-team playoff this year, the SEC will be the most represented. I believe four teams could get in from the Big Ten. I believe you will at least see three teams get in. At least you're going to get one from the ACC, one from the Big 12, and one from the Group of Five. But if that's the case, and then you say, who are the other four? Alabama's got to be in play. I don't know how I feel about them going into week 12 against Oklahoma. That is a little worrisome for me, but I do believe that Alabama has the right bells and whistles to click at the right time. They have a veteran quarterback returning. Georgia's going to be in the running. Let's just throw them into the mix because of naturally it's Georgia. Wash, rinse, repeat. It's what they do all the way up until they reach Atlanta. And then once they get to Atlanta, things can go haywire pretty quickly. Ole Miss is going to be right there. I believe Tennessee is going to make the college football playoff this year. I really do. I look at that week 12 game against Georgia, and I say if they win that one, that is the game that will put them in the playoff. I believe Missouri gets in, and I will not be shocked if you do see a team, maybe like a Texas, sneak their way in. If not Texas, Texas A&M, they got a decent roster. I could see them finding their way in. But absolutely, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and probably I would say Missouri are going to be your favorites, with more than likely Texas, and I would probably throw Oklahoma and Texas A&M on the outside looking in. Last one for you, three SEC players will be Heisman finalists. Now, these could be any three SEC players. Any three that you could ever imagine, yes, they could be in play. Carson Beck, he's the betting favorite. Guess what? I will be very shocked to not see him in the Big Apple. Quinn Ewers. He has two 1,000-yard receivers. He's probably throwing for over 4,000 yards, 4,000-plus yards in the SEC with a program like Texas. That probably books you a ticket to New York City. What about a wild card? What about just some random player that you couldn't even fathom being there last year that gets there this year? Well, it's because C.J. Daniels out of LSU was playing for Liberty. Liberty was never going to have a representative at the Heisman Trophy finalist presentation. But if he has the same type of year as Malik Nabers, and Kyron Lacy is a very good quality number two option, but nowhere near spitting distance like Brian Thomas was, how are you going to leave a guy like C.J. Daniels out? In my opinion, he is the sleeper in all of this, and I could see another sleeper being Graham Mertz if they find a way to get to 9 wins. I could find another sleeper being Connor Wegman at Texas A&M. This was a quarterback that was on pace to throw for over 3,800 yards and 30 touchdowns in a season before he suffered a broken foot in week 4. We don't know what Texas A&M could be. Nico Iamaleava's got to be in the running. Brock Vandergriff at Kentucky's got to be in the running. Lenore Sellers at South Carolina's got to be in the running. And in recent years, we've seen four representatives go to the Big Apple. You're telling me that three will not hail from the SEC, the conference where it just means more. You need more time to think about that because you'd be out of your mind not to imagine three representatives from the SEC. For me, betting favorite right now, Carson Beck out of Georgia, Quinn Ewers out of Texas, and I'm going to go Jalen Milroe out of Alabama. It just feels like that they're the front runners. You know what? Strike that, reverse it, Willy Wonka style. Throw you out, Jalen Milroe. Welcome to the party, Jackson Dart. I am a huge believer that Dart's going to be the number one quarterback by the season's end in college football. I will be very shocked if he is not hoisting up the Heisman Trophy when all is said and done.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.